The Gemara says in Tainan Staf Daled Amud Aleph that there were Shloisha Shesholu Shlo Kahagin. Three people asked for something improperly. L'shnayim Mishivu Kahagin, L'achdash Shlo Kahagin, Ve'iluhen, these are them, Eliezer, Abed Avram, Shol Ben Kish, and Yiftach HaGeladi. These are the three people who asked for something improperly. They asked for things which could have brought about a result which was not desirable. So the Rashi over here in Dibra Maschil of Rashi says that there is really a fourth person who is Shal Shal Kahagin. He brings in the Medrash. The Medrash is Ba'agada Kachashiv Kalev Ba'adayu. The Medrash lists Kalev as one of the people who is Shal Shal Kahagin because Kalev says, whoever Asher Yakis Kiryas Sefer Velachta, whoever will conquer the city of Kiryas Sefer, I'll give him my daughter Le'isha. And you don't know who's going to do it. It could be Eved, it could be a Mamzer. So he's also being Shal Shal Kahagin by opening himself up to anyone who might conquer Kiryas Sefer. So the question is, why does Al-Gemara not list this as one of the people who was Shol Shol Kahagin? So Rashi brings down, Rashi answers that it's not Shver, because Al-Gemara held that this pasuk, the Gemara says in Temura, is not talking about literally conquering Kiryas Sefer. It's not only talking about that, but it's really talking about bringing back the halachas of Nishtakach b'mei Evlo Shol Moshe, the 3,000 halachas that were forgotten in the time of the Avelo Shol Moshe Rabbeinu. And whoever will conquer Kiryas Sefer means whoever will learn the sugya and bring him back, be maxed these halachas, I'll give him my daughter Le'isha. So being that it's talking about a Talmid Chacham who's going to bring back these halachas, then we don't have to worry about it. It's not Shal Kahagin because Ein Lacha Shetisha Ruach HaKadosh Al Eved Mamzer. You don't have to worry that Ruach HaKadosh will be Shar and Evan or a Mamzer. As the Gemara says in the Dharma, Ruach HaKadosh is not Shar on them. So therefore, there's no concern. If this guy's a Talmid Chacham, he brought back the halachas, obviously he has a Ruach HaKadosh, and Mimela, it's not going to be an Eved or a Mamzer. That's how Rashi says why Argamar does not list this as people, the Shal Shal Kahagin, because it was Kahagin. By saying whoever's going to be Mechadosh and bring back these halachas, by definition, you're excluding a Mamzer or an Eved, you don't have to worry about it. Now, the Metzchis over here asks Peldik Akasha. He says he doesn't understand what Rashi's talking about. Who's talking about Ruach HaKadosh over here? We're not talking about Ruach HaKadosh. We're talking about bringing back halachas, learning halachas. That's something which is done through Pilpul, through being a Talmid Chacham. You don't need Ruach HaKadosh for that. So how does the fact that he's going to bring back the halachas exclude him from being a mamzer? And the Maitzchir says, and I'll prove to you that this can't be done through Ruach HaKadosh, because the Gemara in Temura, which Rashi is quoting over here, when the Gemara says they forgot the halachas, first they asked Nevi'im to bring it back, and the Gemara says they said they couldn't do that, because Lo B'Shamayim, you can't bring back the halachas through Nevu'ah Ruach HaKadosh. And it was Dafkos, Neil Ben Knaz, who was Machzer Mitoch Pulpula, he brought it back through his Pilpul, through his Seichel, through his ability to learn, not through Nevu'ah, he was able to bring it back. But to bring it back through Nevu'ah, that would be a problem with Lo B'Shamayim. So the Maitzchis, Bab Shiran Rashi, what does it mean that if the guy who brings it back, obviously he's not a mamzer because he can't have Ruach HaKadosh. You don't need Ruach HaKadosh to bring back halachas. Bringing back halachas has nothing to do with Ruach HaKadosh. That's Maitzchis' kasha. Now, I once saw a beautiful hezer from Ramesha Braunschlita to be masber this, to answer this kasha of the Maitzchis. I said this over in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet, but I just want to say it over again with a couple haisafis. So he was mazur. Basically, the Rashi is going l'shitasa. If you take a look at Rashi in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara there is talking about the takana of Arava being a takana of the Nevi'im, and the Gemara ends up saying at one point that Arava was shachacham v'chazav yistum. It's really originally alacham hashem Sinai. It was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im brought it back. And Rashi says, how did they bring it back? The Nevi'im is like Rashi v'yastum al pi hadibur. They brought it back al pi hadibur, meaning through Nevu'ah. That's how they brought back the takana of Arava. Now the Metzchias over there, another Achranim, ask a similar kasha on Rashi. What does Rashi mean they brought it back al pi hadibur through Nevu'ah? You can't bring back halach al pi Nevu'ah. That's a problem with Lo B'Shamayim hi. And even though you're just bringing it back, you're not creating a new halacha, but you see from the Gemara in Temur, even that goes into Lo B'Shamayim hi. When you forget halacha and you use Nevu'ah to bring it back, that is not acceptable. That's a problem Lo B'Shamayim hi. So how can Rashi say they were yastim al pi hadibur? Lule Rashi, you would say, they brought it back mitoch bepulam through their kayach of tyra, their seichel, that's how they brought it back. But to bring it back through Nevu'ah, that luchar is a problem of Lo B'Shamayim hi. That's the R, the Achranim ask of Rashi in Sukkah. So before we get to the Teretz, I just want to be mocked in what's the Hechach of Rashi. What's forcing Rashi to say this, that it was brought back through Nevu'ah? Why doesn't Rashi talk to learners through Pilpul, like the Pashas of the Gemara and Temura? So I think Rashi is bothered with Akasha. The Rambam, the Akdam, the Pirish HaMishnah, says a klal. He says, what is unique about Halacha Mashmi Sina? What makes it different than the rest of Tarish Baal Peh? So he says, the rest of Tarish Baal Peh is something which could be figured out either through Svara or through Drashas of Psukim. But Halacha Mashmi Sina, that means it's a unique halacha that it's impossible to derive it al yaday the kayach of Svara or al yaday the Drashas of Yudgim Midosh HaTani Drashas Bam. It's something which could only be niskabel ishmi piyosh and maishra benim, but there's no way to figure out on your own through your seichel or through Drashas. That's what a Halacha Mashmi Sina means. So therefore, Rashi was bothered that how can you say, you can't say that the Nevi'im Mechazav Yastim through Pilpul, because you can't be, we're talking about Halacha Mishmisina of our Rabbi, you can't come back to Halacha Mishmisina, you can't derive it through Pilpul, through the Kach of Tyra of Svara, it has to be done through Nevuah, and therefore Rashi says, V'yastim al-Pinu Nevuah, that's how it was brought back. That Luchar is the Hechach of Rashi, but at the end of the day, the Kasha remains, the Gemara says you can't do that, the Gemara in Temura says you can't bring it back, that's what Snil Maknaz brought it back. But then the kasha is the other way on the Gemara. How could a Snil Maknaz bring it back? Mitoch Pilpulai. L'chara, Halacha Mishmisina is something which can't be derived from Pilpul. It needs to, you can't figure it out, Misvar, Mikra. So how could it be brought back? Mitoch Pilpul. L'chara, you do need Nevuah, but have Nevuah is a problem. L'Abashemayim. So either way, you're stuck over here. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Round is Masbi like this. He said there's really three different Madregas and being mechadish in Torah. There's one madrega of straight nevuah, where a person gets a direct nevuah min hashamayim, tells them exactly what the halacha is. That's a straight nevuah, which is lo b'shamayim. Then on the other extreme, you have a person who uses a seichel, the pure seichel, your kayach of svar and seichel, to be mechadish halacha. That's regular pilpul. That's regular ian in Torah. But then he says there's some madrega in the middle, which is sort of a mamutza between both of them. It's a little bit of both. It's you're being mechadish al pir seichel, but there is also a divine inspiration. There's some type of nitzatz of Ruach HaKodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants an idea in your head, and then you use your seichel to develop it and bring it out. And this is mentioned by the Ramban and Babasa and Daf Yud Beis. The Ramban talks about the Ruach HaKodesh that the Chachmei HaTorah have. He says there's a musig of Ruach HaKodesh that they have, even within the Kayach HaKodesh of Torah, and he says that they are, he says, his lashon is, that Shulafi Shah Mashu Shunas al Chasidim. And he says, Yaidim ha'emes Ruach HaKodesh shebekirbam. The Chacham are able to know the emes through the Ruach HaKodesh shebekirbam. So it's a yedias emes through the Kayach of Torah, but together with a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, which is the idea in their head. And he's masbe that that's really what happened in these Gemaras. When you're coming to learn regular Torah, you could do it with straight pilpul, without any nevuah, without Ruach HaKodesh. Sometimes you have that as well, but it could be done without it. But when you're coming to be machzer, Halacha Moshe Mesinai is something which, by definition, you can't figure it out on your own. The Kayach HaSeichel alone can't do it. So Mimele, you need to have a nitzah, some nevuah. It has to be some hisaris of a divine inspiration of Ruach HaKodesh to put the idea in your head. And once you have the idea in your head, you could use your Kayach of Torah to be ma'arit and develop it and take it further. It can't be kulay de nevuah because that's lo b'shamayim hi. But the Kayach of nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh is ma'arit a certain nitzah in your seichel, and then your Kayach of Torah and pilpul can develop it and bring it out and allow you to recreate the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And that's what the Gemara means, that Asnil Maknaz was machzor mitoch pilpulai. Essentially, it happened through his pilpul, but there had to be a nitzas of Ruach HaKodesh that allowed him to think about it, to allow his pilpul to bring out the Halacha. And that's a pshat in Rashi and Sukkah, when it's Yastam al-Pi HaDibur, it doesn't mean straight Nevuah, that would be Lava Shemayim. He means the pilpul, the Chachamim of the Nevi'im, that was helped through that Nevuah, through the Dibur, through that Ruach HaKodesh, that allowed them to recreate the Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And maybe that would be the pshat in Rashi over here as well. Rashi says, Ein Lacha Shetish Ruach HaKodesh al Evan of Al-Mamzer. So the Maitreya says, why are we talking about Ruach HaKodesh? We're talking about pilpul, the pilpul of Asnil Maknaz. But Rashi holds that pilpul of Asnil Maknaz could only have happened together with a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh, that's Ma'ara, the Amish Shebekirbam, because without that Ruach HaKodesh, a Halacha Moshe Mesinai cannot be recreated through the pilpul of Torah Shebapeh alone. So that is the Hasban Rashi over here, and Rashi in Sukkah, and Lachar is going Lishitasa, the same idea, that it's a combination of Ruach HaKodesh and pilpul. And I think the Sol Shtigl Torah is really said very bekitzer, Al Yedei Reb Gifter. Reb Gifter has Haggais and the Sechus Tainis printed in the back of the Sefer Tila L'Yayna. And he has a kasha on this Rashi. He says, when Rashi says, Ein Lacha Shetesh Ruach HaKodesh Al Evlo HaMamzer, effective gifter, we have a Gemara. The Gemara says, a Mamzer Tam Chacham is Kadim L'Kan Gado Am Haaretz. So clearly there's a Musag of a Mamzer as a Tam Chacham. So how could you have a Mamzer as a Tam Chacham if you need Ruach HaKodesh to become a Tam Chacham? How does Rashi understand that Gemara? So Zaktiv Gifter, he says, Ela Shekavanasa Kan Lo Eisa Ruach HaKodesh Shebenevuah, So Gifter says, very bekitzer, very cryptically, he's not really mazur what he means. He says, Rashi over here is referring to that Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah, which Ramban Abbasar talks about. And what is that Ramban? It's the Ramban that we mentioned, that there's a Musig, that the Chachmei HaTorah have a combination of Ruach HaKodesh and the Kayach HaSeichel that comes together. It's not fully Ruach HaKodesh, it's Ruach HaKodesh, it's Ma'ar, their Seichel to Mechadosh HaBatara, and that is something which requires a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh and can't be Chal on a mamzer. That was what was needed over here to bring back the halachas. But the stam, become a talmud chacham, a person could become a talmud chacham even though he's a mamzer, because his kayach haseichel could be no different than anyone else. But that chelik of Ruach HaKodesh, which is needed for certain halachas, that is something which can't happen to a mamzer. And that's how Rashi answers why this was not considered a shayosh lo kahagen, because Ruach HaKodesh definitely would not be shara on a mamzer.